I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. When lawmakers passed a bill to require the Department of Public Service to assess how well it serves Vermonters, they also set some requirements for that review. But VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports that the department held hearings and interviewed experts as required, but left at least one critical comment out of its final report.
The report concluded that Vermont's system works well to represent the public interest, even though there are no other states with a similar regulatory structure. Jim Dumont doesn't agree. He's a lawyer who's worked on utility issues for decades. Dumont says the lawyers responsible for consumer advocacy in the department often don't get a chance to do good work. When the department staff asked him for his thoughts for the report, that's what he told them in a letter. Here's what he told the Senate Finance Committee about it last week.
In my letter, I specifically raised this very issue, which is the department staff, the public advocate, are not being listened to because the decisions are being made from the top down instead of from the bottom up.
The report's official findings were far more positive, but that's not why Dumont doesn't trust it.
I was told by a member of the department that my letter was not only welcome, but that it had raised important issues and would be specifically discussed in the report.
But then the report came out.
My letter is not mentioned. It's not listed in the comments. And as the commissioner said to you twice today, all the comments were posted on the board's website. My letter is not on the board's website.
So the department was supposed to report on how well it serves the public. It got a letter from a lawyer with years of relevant experience, then published the report without a single mention of the letter or the guy who wrote it. What happened? Here's what Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says.
My staff just misinterpreted Mr. Dumont's request in his letter about providing formal comments, and they thought that he did not wish to include those.
Now, this all may seem like much ado about lost mail, but here's why it matters. The report says the department didn't hear about any problems like the ones Dumont's letter describes. The report says, quote, based on our experience and discussions with the many experts who provided input for this report, there is no indication that the current structure of the department creates any real or inherent conflicts of interest. But Dumont's letter said otherwise. It says that in Dumont's experience on some major cases over the years, the department, quote, has been ordered or strongly urged to make decisions based on the wishes of the governor without regard to the expertise and opinions of the professional staff and lawyers within the department.
And for some reason, this comment was deleted from the report and it was not discussed.
After Dumont raised the issue before the Senate Finance Committee, the department posted the letter online. But others raised questions too. A former utility employee says in his comments on a draft copy of the report that, quote, either deliberately or by its culture, the department has materially mischaracterized the public input. Vermont's chapter of AARP disagreed so strongly with the report's findings that they commissioned an expert critique that recommended major reform for the department and would insulate consumer advocates from political pressures. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.